Well, anyway, thank you all for coming out. Thanks for having the conference, Charles. Start with a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful to be here today to have each other to fellowship with. And may we all have the spirit of discernment and the love of the truth. And give us the ability to wipe all biasness aside. Because we all are in the flesh and we all tend to do things that we shouldn't do. But give us the spirit, let us rekindle the love of your word and to learn and grow. In Christ's name we pray, amen. Alrighty, turn with me to 1 Thessalonians 4:13. I'm going to read 13 through 18. Then I will start to run my mouth. Now we do... Oh, let me give you a second. Now we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who are reposing, lest you may sorrow according as the rest also, who have no expectation. For if we are believing that Jesus died and rose, thus also those who are put to repose will God, through Jesus, lead forth together with him. For this we are saying to you by the word of the Lord, that we, the living, who are surviving to the presence of the Lord, should by no means outstrip those who are put to repose, for the Lord himself will be descending from heaven with a shout of command, with the voice of the chief messenger, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall be rising first. Thereupon we, the living, who are surviving, shall at the same time be snatched away together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus shall we always be together with the Lord, so that console one another with these words. Do these words console you? Do they console us? Are these words for the body of Christ? Are these words for the saints of Israel? Let me point out a couple of concerns that I have on this. It doesn't... Trumpets are used here, and oftentimes we have these things used in relation to Israel. The seven trumpets of Revelation, for example. Is this the same trumpet? Well, the problem I have with that to begin with, I don't have time to do that, but is that Paul makes it clear here that it's at the same time. The living and the dead at the same time will be meeting the Lord in the air. But yet, from my understanding, I think it's 75 days after the Lord returns before the dead saints for the millennial kingdom are resurrected. Now, 75 days is not the same time, right? He's going to have to change mathematics to make that work. And I'm not sure he's going to do that. So I don't see that. Trumpets are used. The last trump. Not for wrath are these people appointed, nor are we, these Thessalonians. I don't believe that they were appointed for wrath or indignation. Those who go through the seven trumpets of Revelation have to endure this wrath. It's going to be going on all around them. But we'll be at ease. We're not appointed for indignation. He, here in this passage, Christ himself is using the trumpet of God. In Revelations, it is used by these angels. I think it's a little different there. And, you know, sometimes it bothers me when things of Israel are used for us, but does it really bother us when we get into a Pontiac and we see a door lever on it that is the same as your Chevy back home? You ever notice that? You ever gotten into another car, like a Pontiac, and noticed some parts in the car that are similar to a Chevrolet? You know? It's not really the same with Ford, but Pontiac and Chevrolet are made by the same company, General Motors, right? So they have a lot of cross parts there. Well, guess what? With Israel, we don't have a different God. We have the same God. We have the same Savior, Jesus Christ. And guess what? He's Jewish. So I don't mind having some symbolism and olive trees and things like that, the fig trees and things like that. Those things are just as much pictures for us as it is for Israel. God is telling us a story. Isn't he going to use some of the same things, some of the same examples through Paul? Now, I've heard somebody, and I haven't really studied this, that when we're going to meet the Lord in the air, and that all the occurrences of this word meet, and I haven't fully studied that, that the occurrences of meet, these people go out, like they go out to meet the Lord, and then they come back with him. So some are saying that we'll meet the Lord in the air. These people will meet the Lord in the air and then come back with him. Okay? Well, let's assume that word for meet, I didn't look up the Greek, I'm sorry. Let's assume that that's true, that they come out to meet to come back. When Tony came to meet me at the airport Wednesday, he came to the airport to meet me, and then he brought me back to Charles's house, right? That's kind of along the lines that we're thinking here. When Tony met me, I met him as well, right? But I didn't bring him back with me to Georgia, did I? I don't think they'll let him in Georgia. But Tony didn't come snatch me away, did he? I didn't snatch him away. He didn't snatch me away. We just met, and we went back. Okay, well, that's assuming that this definition is true. But we're snatched away. Harpazo is the Greek word. Harpazo. It wasn't a meeting and taking back here that Paul's talking about, I don't think. Because I like the definition there in the keyword concordance in the back of the definition of snatch. I really like this. To seize with a sudden grasp, carry away as a wolf its prey. The violent snatching of the kingdom. You know, you got all these examples. He comes in and he snatches it. It's not a simple meeting. It is a meeting. When the wolf comes in to snatch his prey, they meet. It's not really under good circumstances for the lamb or anything. But he snatches it away and he takes it away. I forgot the name of the apostle that was snatched. He was snatched from the Ethiopian eunuch, remember?
Philip.
Well, y'all weren't in concert stereo there, okay? He was snatched away to somewhere else. So not only we don't need to put so much emphasis on me, we need to put emphasis on snatched away. What does this mean? I don't think it's us that's initiating the meeting, right? We're not going out to meet the Lord because he snatches us away. He grabs us violently, quickly. And then we meet him because he's meeting us. It's not a one-way street, buddy. Conciliation. Once you have conciliation on both sides, you have reconciliation. Well, once both of us meet, he comes to meet us. And then we meet him, so we both met each other, right? Okay. So the going back, very well, in my opinion, I believe this, the taking back is Him meeting us to take us back there, to take us there, not back here, because we are not initiating the meeting. Good Lord, we don't know what time. We have sky and space. You know, we're going to meet Him in the air, but we don't know exactly in the air where, do we? If anybody wanted to prove me wrong, you can initiate this meeting. Tell me exactly where it's going to be. We can't do it. We don't initiate the meeting. He does. He comes and He grabs us quickly. Why snatched away, though? Why such a powerful word? Why such an example of a wolf coming to get his prey? Why that way? You know, for anybody, whether you believe this applies to us or to some other group or whatever, why snatched away? You guys remember the killing of Osama bin Laden, right? You know, they parachuted Obama in and he went in and killed him. No. That is not what happened. That's what maybe a lot of people think that's what happened, but that is not what happened. He sent in SEAL Team 6. Those guys are the elite of the elite of the elite. Those guys are bad. I don't even know if I could stop them from breaking into my house. They are bad. So they sneak in into another country with an army base not far away to snatch this guy out of there. Either get him dead or alive, but get his body out of there, dead or alive. And they go in there and they do it. They mess up a little bit, but they go in there with stealth helicopters. Man, those guys are bad. So I think that's why He does it when He comes with the snatching away. Ephesians 2:2. And once you being dead to your offenses and sins in which you once walked in accord with the eon of this world, in accord with the chief of the jurisdiction of the air, the spirit now operating in the sons of stubbornness, among whom you also behaved. This is enemy territory. We're trapped behind enemy lines. That's why He has to come in and snatch us away. The enemy's not going to see it coming. Right? He snatches us away. He snatches them away. I don't think it's needed for the Israeli saints or the saints of the kingdom of the heavens as He comes back. Everyone sees that coming. They've got all these signs, all these bowls being poured out, all these trumpets going off, and all these crazy occurrences going off. These, what are those locusts that are huge that come and torment mankind? They see that coming. But this snatching away that Paul's speaking of in Thessalonians, they don't see that coming. The saints don't even see it coming. I think it's just going to happen so quickly. You know, it's like, you know, sending in this SEAL Team 6, and quick. It's going to be quick. And assuming I'm right, that He's going to take these saints home, which I believe I am part of, He takes us home. For our realm is inherent among the celestials, right? Philippians 3:20. But yet, we must be changed. 1 Corinthians 15, 50 or 48. We must be changed. Around 48. Such as the soulish such as those who are soilish, and such as the celestial one. Such are those who are celestials. And according as we wear the image of the soilish, we should be wearing the image of the celestial. Now, I am saying a veering. See, there's something that we have to put on the image of the celestial. Why? Because these saints are going to be ruling on earth? No, they have to put on the image of the celestials to be among the celestials. Now, this I am averring, brethren, that flesh and blood is not able to enjoy the allotment in the kingdom of God, neither is corruption enjoying the allotment of the incorruption. Lest the secret I am telling, he's saying a secret. This is not found in the prophets of old. This is not found in the Old Testament. It's not even found before he penned these words. He's telling them a secret. We all indeed shall not be put to repose, yet we shall be changed in an instant, in the twinkle of an eye, at the last trump. It refers to the same thing in 1 Thessalonians 4. For he will be trumpeting, he himself, and the dead will be roused incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal put on immortality. And he goes on to explain some more there. One of the things that I really love flying, which are very few things, it's cool taking off, it's cool landing, and being crammed in there like a sardine is not fun. But you got the, at least the last few trips I've taken, you've got the screen on there, and you can like, you can pay and watch TV if you want to, and PA announcements and things like that. But they also, you could put it on there to where it, like GPS is where you're at. Like, you know, I'm watching it, you know, I'm over Texas, and you know, Lake Tahoe's coming up. Oh, you can see it, you know, out the window. But it also tells you how high you are, tells you the temperature and a couple other things. So you're cruising along at 45,000 feet. It seems like a billion, you know. I mean, you're way, way up there. And you look at it, and you're just, I was amazed the first time I saw it. It said negative, it was 45 degrees below zero. 45 degrees below zero. Can we survive that? No. We have to take part of the earth with us to be able to survive up there. But when we're changed, we'll be able to handle that for just the meeting in the air, much less wherever. I mean, I don't pretend to know exactly where we'll be taken and everything we're going to do, but we have to be changed for it, for whatever that is. We have to be vivified. We have to be brought beyond death. We're nothing like that, like 45 degrees below zero can kill us. We have to be changed. I've heard that we must correctly cut the Word of God, and I agree with that. But just because something is a different word doesn't mean that it's completely different. The words are different, you know, and I've heard manifested, panerio, probably mispronounced that, make appear, that is for the body of Christ, okay? And that is not the snatching away, that is completely different. And I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that. I agree that one is connected to the other because, you know, I mean, I guess it could be kind of like Star Trek, you know, to where we're manifested. It says we're manifested to the dais of Christ, right? And we're manifested to the right hand of the Father. We're manifested up there, right? It simply means make appear. And this is a very important word, don't get me wrong, but I don't think that it's anything like a Star Trek transporter, you know? Beam me up, Scotty. You know, Captain Kirk never actually said that in the show. That's just something that came up later. Yeah, I'm a Star Trek fan. Me, I'm not a Trekkie. I don't dress up and go to the conferences, you know? Let's say, for example, I break my probation. I break my probation, I'm smacking Zender around again, you know? Domestic violence. They find out, judge finds out, judge says, you arrest him and bring him here to my court. You make him appear here at my court. I'm tired of him smacking Zender around. He's my buddy. I read one of his books. Okay, so what happens? Police get on. Well, they'll probably just send SEAL Team 6, but probably the cops, okay? They'll send the cops out. Tell me they got a warrant for my arrest. Probably do a Rodney King beating after, you know, resist arrest. But they'll handcuff me, and they'll snatch me away. They'll put me in the back of the patrol car and probably be on cops, and I won't have a shirt on or something. But they'll put me in the back of the car, snatch me away. Then what happens? Do I go straight to court? No. I get fingerprinted. I get my mug shot. I get my mug shot taken. And if they were going to try to cut my hair, there's going to be another fight. But anyway, they change me. They take off my clothes. They change me, and they put me in a yellow or orange jumpsuit, right? That's typically what they have, orange jumpsuit or a white one with a stripe down the side of it. But they change me. They make me appropriate for court, right? And then I will appear in court before the judge. I'll be manifested in court before the judge. How did I get there? Star Trek transporter? No, the police came out and got me. They arrested me. They snatched me away. They brought me there. Right? I believe that the snatching away is the means of how we are manifested among the celestials. It's just part of the process. And I remember being crammed in that Delta plane on the way out here, next to the window, crammed in there, in that little bitty space. And me, I wanted to buy the biggest laptop. I bought a 17-inch, and boy, that was hard to get up or do anything with, right? That was kind of a mistake. But it'll be better if I'm traveling in a van instead. But I looked out the window a lot. And you know what? I looked up just as much as I ever looked down at the landscape. And being crammed in that little space, looking out at all this vastness, 43,000 feet up in the air, seeing the not just the curvature of the earth, but the you can see where the atmosphere is just changing. And I just kept wanting to reach up, you know? Just a little higher, you know? Just a little higher. That's what I want. And these words, they console me. They console me and they make me anxious. And I hope they do for you as well. I got 1 minute left. You want me to say anything else? Amen. Hope you enjoyed my message. Thank you.